Hello everyone and welcome to the Happiness Channel. My name is Jess and before the world shut down, I was in a very different place mentally, physically and emotionally. In the middle of 2020, I had an awakening changing the course of my life forever. Binging anything, mindset, wellness, or spirituality, I arose from the ashes like a phoenix to become a Reiki master, tarot reading expert, and manifestation queen. I bring you everything you might need from ideas, movies, people, places, and anything else in between for your journey. I'm so glad that you're joining me here for this episode, so get ready to party and let's get started. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Happiness Channel. My name is Jess, and I am so excited that you're joining me here for season 3! That's what I'm officially calling this. This is season 3 of the Happiness Channel. Welcome or welcome back. I am so excited to be your host. If you know me, you know all about the fact that I have been off the grid. I have not been posting any episodes for about 6 to 8 months, and I have really just been focusing inward. And that's a little bit of what I'm going to talk about today. Today is just about reintroducing ourselves to each other. Yes, yes, yes. We need to be reacquainted. And so if you have heard the podcast and you've listened to a lot of the episodes, you'll know my backstory. But for those that don't, my name's Jess. I'm 33 years old. And for a long period of time, I suffered with anxiety and depression. I also work in healthcare. And during the pandemic, they called that the front line. Ooh, the front line. And so it was really interesting watching and observing myself throughout this period because I used to be a functioning alcoholic. I was a club DJ and I also loved a drink. It helped soothe my nervous system. It made me feel more confident in social settings. It helped me get the job done of being a performer, being a DJ. And I used to use that as a tool to elevate my consciousness in a world that I didn't understand. And I was also medicated for anxiety and depression. All of those things have since been released from my grips. There was other things as well, like gambling and all sorts of things, but those are the main events. And it was all part of a pleasure seeking vibe where I didn't feel safe in my own world. And I felt like those were the things that I had control over, even though in reality, we actually have no control over anything. Let's be real. The control is in learning to surrender to the lack of control. And I've been learning that over the last couple of years. So when the pandemic started, I got my dog Frankie and I had a spiritual or wellness mindset awakening. And I realized that I was the writer, director, co-creator, and main star of my life, which I had created for myself piece by piece with my thoughts, with my inner dialogue, and with my trauma from my history. And so it became like a personal mission to me to work through what I was faced with, work through the circumstances of which I was living in, and completely transform and recreate my life. I have spent the last 2 years specifically doing my best to release podcast episodes. Absolutely. I love the fact that I created this podcast before I knew anything about my own spiritual self to share the mindset tricks and tools that were working for me, and to also express myself to an audience that might actually understand me because I felt a little misunderstood in my own life, or even a lot misunderstood. I had no friends that were in alignment with me and where I was going. Similarly, in pretty much every area of my life, there was some cleaning up to do to get me from where I was to where I desire to be within myself and within my reality. And so I just started simply by journaling and listening to podcasts that I felt were aligned with me at the time. And then over time, I've continuously found that the universe, spirit, source, however you refer to this being or, you know, creator that is working this magic in the background, I was shown signs, synchronicities, different healers to see, different tests to overcome through my experience, through what was going on in my life, through what was coming up in my reality. I was being shown a way forward. My conscious mind did not understand very much of it at all, didn't really lack any of it, to be honest. It's been a real journey. And so I have actively chosen to essentially, in my own way, continue to stay in my apartment and socially distance myself from my world outside of my commitments. And it's been an interesting journey because it's meant putting in a lot of boundaries, saying no when an older version of me would definitely say yes. And then I would sit on the couch and stir and toss and be like, oh, did I do the wrong thing? When I was following my intuition and what felt authentically good to me at the time, which I'm not going to lie, can get muddied along the way, especially if you're not surrounded by a support network who at least on some level is trying to understand you. People don't have to understand you fully to respect you, your boundaries, and what you feel like you're here to do. And so it's been interesting. I really want to talk about it in a number of different ways. But firstly, I just want to say thank you so much to all of the listeners, everybody who really resonates with this podcast, with this channel, I guess you could say, and all of the content that I've been putting out, the guests that have been coming on. I'm so grateful that people are still continuing to download the episodes. And I see those emails every week and I get so excited that the messages are timeless. The learning is timeless. Sure, my awareness has shifted, but there was always truth to my experience and what I was experiencing and how I was expressing myself. And so I'm grateful to all of you for still being here. And it's really cool and exciting to see where we're going to go next. And so I've been in hermit mode, navigating my inner world. This has taken me to the depths of my childhood trauma and my really dark, creepy places in my internal world that have needed to come up and come to light in order for me to understand not only the world that I was navigating more thoroughly, but also to understand myself. Because ultimately, the person that I had created myself to be, although she had very many elements of who at a soul level I choose and am every single day, she was a personal reality. So your personality is your personal reality. She was a personality that I'd created to keep safe in my world, in my commitments, in my friendships. I was essentially a shapeshifter and it was a superpower. I was very lucky and fortunate with so many different amazing opportunities, and I still continue to see this manifest for me all the time. But I choose to see that now, where before I couldn't see the forest from the trees and all I could hear was my internal monologue. And to be honest, sometimes that girl isn't very nice. And we've had to do a lot of work together while I've been in hermit mode to reconnect to all of the versions of myself and find love, compassion, forgiveness, kindness, any otherness that you can possibly think of. I've had the choice to go and meet with her and really find the love there. So it's been really interesting. And so coming out of this and re-entering the podcast, it feels really important for me to continue to share what makes a difference every day for me in my life that can help make a difference for you too. And so I want us all, as part of my mission, I guess, in life, to understand how to navigate our internal world, how to navigate the depths that come with the highs. Yes, this is called the Happiness Channel and it's all about finding your own version of happiness. But if you can't love yourself and love your life through the lows, the highs aren't going to be as juicy and as joyful and as abundant as they possibly could be compared to when you start to see magic in your day-to-day life, even if you're crying, but you're outside and a butterfly just swoops past you. And all of a sudden you're reminded of the fact that this is a soul having a human experience and you're an energetic being and you can magnetize everything in your experience too, essentially. You are constantly emitting a frequency, and what we want to do together, or what I would love us to do together, is to shift your frequency to a place of love, irrespective of what you're experiencing. What would love have me do? And so going forward, we will be talking about connection, self-development, and all manner of spiritual mindset, wellness, self-love vibes, how to make all the little bits create a beautiful big picture of our life. And maybe that sounds really daunting. Maybe that sounds really exciting. Wherever you are in your journey is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. I myself, over the last couple of years, have had a lot come up from my ego to say that where I'm at right now is wrong because of XYZ, I should be here or I should be there. I try to not use the word should if I can avoid it anymore because it serves no good purpose, really. And it's really been a place where I've had to pull back from judging myself because as humans, we can be competitive. You know, I'm definitely a competitive person when it happens. It's not necessarily a choice. It's just something that's always been ingrained in me. And so I can be my own worst enemy when it comes to my healing because I will always be looking, well, not always anymore, but there was a period of time where I was always looking to the next thing. Okay, well, I've healed this thing now. What is the next thing I've got to do? And, you know, what's missing right now that, like, what am I experiencing in my world that I'm not lacking that I want to change instead of just stopping and enjoying exactly where I was? And it is all divine. Where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And it just because you can't see that and other people judge it or you judge it and put a story on it does not mean that is true. It is interesting the way that the universal laws and the universe works with us and speaks with us, communicates with us, and works like a symphony in order to create this play that is our life, that is not only for us, for our growth, for our betterment and benefit, but it's to expand us into a version of ourselves where we can hold more. The more pain you feel, the more joy you can feel. You know, like these things that people are saying on the internet are 1,000,000,000% true, but it's about weeding out all of the high vibe positive stuff and knowing what's for you in the moment, and then trusting and re-solidifying that you have overcome all of the hard moments in your life to get you to where you are now. You are strong. You are brave. You are passionate. You have all of these amazing qualities inside of you, whether you've hidden them under layers of fear or whatever is inhibiting you from being that next level version of yourself. You still have all of these incredible qualities in you from your life and from your experience that are constantly working in your favor if you choose to hone in on them and enhance from this place of power. And so that's essentially what I've been looking for the last couple of years, and what I've been slowly trying to develop as a practice or as a way of life in my life is finding ways to continue to come back to myself through love, through forgiveness, through compassion, and finding that for others as well, so that I'm not making a story out of every little thing that happens in my experience. I could say to me, but I'm not a victim, so I don't say to me. And it all started all the way back, all of that time ago, with just a thought. Did I manifest this dog? That was my original thought before I started diving into all of this work. And I know that can seem a little bit outlandish or silly to some people who just have never dreamed all of their life about getting a dog like I did. Like, at one point, this dream used to feel so exciting and alive in me that I would like almost work myself up into tears talking about how much I wanted a dog that looks exactly like Frank does, acts exactly like she does. Like, I would describe her to the nth degree. And I thought I was just being playful and silly. And, you know, I kind of thought eventually I would make it happen because I always make things happen in my life. And that's just something that I do for myself. But the way that it happened, I could have never in a million years have planned for. It happened the most perfect and divine way. And the story to this day is still just the most magical thing that I've ever experienced. But if I had have tried to control it all that time instead of just surrendering, which I just didn't feel like I had any other option but to surrender, because at the time I thought I was just saying words, like making a wish and hoping that it would come true. And essentially, that's exactly what happened. And so what I'm saying from this is that together, over the course of the episodes that are going to be continuing to come out, we're going to step more into focusing on our inner world with the goal of the future version of ourselves that we want to be and the life that we want to create. And this isn't about going, okay, well, I'm, you know, living my life and I'm in this job, and so I want to win $50 million and I don't want to have to do anything about it. Living in a way that's bringing more light into your body and essentially working to understand yourself deeper in order to cultivate your spiritual gifts, cultivate your mindset gifts, cultivate whatever gift that is your soul's purpose here on this planet. Cultivating that from a place of, I know myself and I know that every day I wake up and do this for free. So how can I do this and help share my light to build the light in others? This is a spider web. This is a domino effect. We are sharing energy, sharing ideas, and sharing wisdom in the hopes of building community and building a collective that is love and light, that is for the betterment of everybody. And as energetic beings, there's so many different factors we can come down to this. Working on the inner work, working on the way that we speak to ourselves and others. You are a domino. You're having a domino effect all over the time. You're also a magnetic domino. So you're like magnetizing experience to you based on how you feel in your inner world. This is why nervous system regulation is so important, because I used to be fritzed out all the time before, especially the last 2 years of like hardcore healing. My nervous system at a baseline was like fritzed. I felt like there was like this internal fire going up and down my spine, and I could feel it in my neck. All of my back and shoulder muscles were like really tense. I've had to work a lot on my flexibility in that respect, bringing freedom back into my body. And every single thing that I've achieved over the last 2 or 3 years started with an idea of like, ooh, my shoulders hurt. I can't even look up at the roof without my whole neck seizing up and feeling like it's also on fire, but like molten lava fire. And my shoulders are so like hunched and painful. I don't want to live like that anymore. What is one thing I could do today to fix that? I also got told in a reading that that was something that I should look at, but intuitively I was also being called to that myself. And so the signs are there, my friends. Everything is a symphony of your own play. You are the star. How can we tap more into that energy, cultivate the strongest, most confident, most abundant version of yourself from the inside out, filled with love to share with others if you choose and need to, but you don't have to, but just by being the best version of yourself, you show others an example of what's possible for them. And even if it triggers them, that could be the stepping stone to them also changing their lives. We don't understand about these things from a conscious level if we look at it from a human bias. But when we go inward, start to see it as energy, start to see our words as energy and frequency and the things that we have to convey and our intentions behind it, it's actually really incredible who we can be, what we can do, and what effect we can have. So it's one step at a time. It's going to be one episode at a time. I'm going to cut it off soon. I basically just feel like I'm just talking, and hopefully all of this makes sense, because I'm just really excited to be back, and I'm really excited to be sharing myself from this place again, because sometimes I feel like there's not enough of us talking about this kind of level of thinking outside in the world. But if this podcast episode resonates with you and you feel like you want to share that with someone else so they can also take the juice from this vibe, that's how it starts. You send someone a reel of something that resonates with you, that uplifts them too. You're sharing the vibe. You say kind words to somebody instead of recoiling and like putting your back up, because you know you're always safe in your life because you affirm it daily. You're spreading the light. It's just about one moment at a time, choosing a better choice than you did the day before. That doesn't mean that, like, if, for example, for me, if I stop drinking for a few months and then I decide to go out and have a drink, that's my choice based on my intentions and what I choose to do. You can apply that with everything. Everything is just a tool unless you demonize it and choose to say it as bad. Every interaction, whether you trigger someone, whether you have a fight, whether you have this beautiful D&M with each other, all sorts of things, whatever it is, you can channel the energy of that by being like, oh, that was such a great conversation. Oh my God, I can't believe that person's so bad that they would do X, Y, Z. We're constantly choosing here. Our biology as human beings, a lot of it can come back to chemical reactions that happen in our brain and physiological reactions that happen in our body that make up our personal reality, our personality. And, you know, we behave in certain ways. That's why journaling is really incredible, because you can keep track, ask yourself the right questions, and continue to move forward with a little bit more awareness than you had yesterday about yourself, who you are being, and who you'd like to be in order to continue forward being your best self. So yeah, this is what Hermit Mode has taught me. It has really been interesting going within, understanding all of the different needs, wants, and desires that I felt called to from a safety place versus an intuitive place, and really just watching, sitting back and watching things fall away, things come into my life, the death to rebirth, and how that creates more freedom, magic, blessings in my life. It has really been curious, and I'm really excited to continue to share these lessons and stories as we go on. I really want to start discussing tools, techniques, and tactics that I use, and that people in my life that I will be getting on the pod. I'll be finally starting Jess Plus, where I get my friends on the pod and we talk about self-development, self-care, self-love, confidence, everything else in between, bringing you different perspectives in order to shift your reality. You are the co-creator. You're co-creating with the source. So if things aren't happening in a way that you like in your reality, and you're not willing to face up to the internal reasoning as to why, then maybe you're not ready to do the work, and that's okay. Doing the work requires a little bit of self-awareness every day for the rest of time. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, actually. It's just, but staying the way that you were, if that's your choice, that's also your choice as well. This is about the people who are ready, to step into a higher, more aligned version of themselves, and who just want to love themselves so much that they just feel free in their expression and who they are every single day, because that's what brings them the most joy. And from that joy that they express, it spreads like the most incredible, I want to say virus, there's just no other word, right? Like it just spreads like wildfire to everyone else around you and has this incredible impact that you could never possibly imagine. People in my life, some people, or all of them, every single person I've come into contact with is in a way better position than when the first time I ever met them. And that's not to necessarily say that it's anything to do with me specifically, but I know that the interactions that I have with people, I'm very intentional about my energy, the way that I show up, and the intention behind what I want to express. And so I can see how much magic that brings into my life and the lives of others around me. And I want to help you do the same. This is the Happiness Channel. This is the vibe. And going forward, we are going to kick some butt on bringing in the vibes into our whole entire life. So I love you. I'm sending you lots of love. If you're still listening, go and check out me on Instagram at the.happinesschannel for more info, services, and everything else in between. I'm sending you all love, and I so look forward to bringing you another episode next week. See you later. Thank you so much for joining me here for this episode. If you loved what you heard, please feel free to subscribe to this channel and rate this episode 5 stars. Even leave me a comment. Let me know what you loved. For more info on services, content, and so much more fun stuff, search the.happinesschannel on Instagram or go to my website, thehappinesschannel.com.au. Until next time, I'm so grateful that you all joined me here once again, and I'm sending you all love and vibes. Mwah.